Saying that the path to African prosperity begins in the fields of its farmers, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan announced he will chair the recently formed Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa.
It is very clear to me that we cannot pull our nations and our people out of poverty without a strong agricultural base.
Financed by America-based foundations, the alliance will distribute new varieties of seeds and fertilizers, build small-scale irrigation systems, and help boost access to agricultural markets. Annan says a 6% growth in crop output per year can end Africa's endemic cycle of famine. He will personally visit farms across the continent.
The African farmer is a very intelligent person. If you demonstrate that things work, they will adapt.
Annan's new role was the highlight of a roundtable discussion on African agriculture. Experts noted that sub-Saharan Africa is the only region where per capita food production has steadily declined. Florence Wambugu, who heads the African Harvest Biotech Foundation in Kenya, told delegates that previous efforts to boost agriculture have incorrectly concentrated on international trade.
We are focused too much on export crops, giving them all the support, the coffee, the tea, and we've forgotten the orphan crops that provide the food for the grassroots community. The sorghum, cassava, banana, yams, and all that. They have been left out of this.
The panelists said that as a result, one-third of Africa's population is chronically undernourished. One agricultural dealer in Malawi, Dina Risle Kapiza, said revitalizing farms can bring badly needed income to impoverished rural areas. She said subsistence farmers need help to enter the world of commercial agriculture.
These small-scale farmers need to find markets. If we leave these people, the small farmers, stuck in the mud, we are nowhere. We'll reach nowhere.
The Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa has raised $150 million U.S. dollars so far. The chairman of the Development Bank of South Africa, Jay Naidu, says it will take far more to create the infrastructure needed for a robust agriculture sector.
How do we finance the type of road to the village? How do we finance the cooling facility if you're collecting milk? How do we finance some processing if you're producing fruit or vegetables?
Naidu says improvements will cost billions of dollars. With a high-profile leader such as Kofi Annan spearheading the effort, the hope among delegates here is that the money will be forthcoming. Terry Fitzpatrick for VOA News, Cape Town.